this is not something that happened in my capacity as European Union special representative to the southern Mediterranean countries. I made a private visit because the father of a friend of mine passed away in Syria, and this person happened to have some contacts in the regime. And of course, I passed some messages which did not differ from what the Western countries had been saying publicly at that moment, approving freedom for all political parties, changing this one-party system for Ba'ath party in Syria, and having a national conference for democratic transition. But I insist, I was then General Secretary at the Prime Minister's office in Madrid.
Well, of course, knowing what you do and knowing who you do, you would try to get those messages across. Did you get any positive response?
A few days later, President Assad made a speech. First of all, he arrested some governors, and he also made a speech to the country in which he announced indeed the end of the one-party system and contacts with the opposition, which previously had already unfolded. But the problem is that, as we have said insistently, too late, too little. Violence continues. The regime had already killed many people before, but afterwards the numbers have increased dramatically. The regime has passed the red line a long time ago.
And does that mean then that the report that asylum may be offered to President Bashar al-Assad and his family in Spain, that really has no validity?
The international community, not Spain, but the international community will do everything possible to end this situation. I don't know whether this could be a possibility or not. I don't even know whether the International Criminal Court is going to prevent that possibility. But of course, if any country can help to make that the Assad regime ends and the Assad family leaves the country, and this has the approval of the United Nations and all the international bodies, this could be very good news, of course.
You have experience of Syria, you have friends there, you know many of those in power. Do you get any sense that they are willing to engage with the protesters, engage with democracy and pull the military, the forces out and stop shelling their people?
My impression is that the regime, the main, the most important people in the government and in the party, in the Ba'ath party, don't want to change. They don't want to evolve. They are not sending the right messages to the international community. Notwithstanding, there is a few people around the president who are pushing for reforms, but too little, and too shy. We need clearer movement. I mean, it's long time ago that the president Assad should have changed completely the government and opened it to opposition members. Now I think it's too late for the regime.